Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. We're going to talk about the question that got brought up, contracts. And next year, we're going to talk about contracts. We're talking about the changes in the contracts. And of course, talk about some of the hottest new listings and stuff. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. Folks, first off, folks, I want to wish everybody a very, very happy Father's Day. Hope everybody's going to have a great, great day. And you know what? And I got to brag though. And Jeremy, you're going to be jealous when you see this. I got the best Father's Day present ever. It's this huge, looks like it's a bull, but I'm going to call it Bevo the Bull. And it's actually a grill. It's a Longhorn, and it's actually a barbecue grill. So for outside. So, Dad.
So when are we having the cookout?
Hey, when we move, which should be in a couple of weeks. Okay. So you're invited, Matilda. But I just want to say thank you for that.
And you're welcome.
And the kiddos. But
well, tell them how the smoke comes out.
It comes out the nose.
It comes out through his nose. That'd be cool.
So, guys, I'm just gotta brag a little bit because this is the best one. I usually get a card. So this is kind of cool. So anyway,
we'll
be giving you a tie, a card,
a hammer.
Hey, it's all good. Okay, now let's get back to some real estate business.
Okay.
Contracts. Had a bunch of questions on contracts, so I thought we'd just go over a contract real quick.
Okay.
And one thing that's happened, and there's some really important changes, and this has just happened the first of this month. These changes just came out. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go over the 1-4 family for you real quick. Number one, the first is just who's selling it. And when you're doing it, and it says the buyer and the seller, make sure that you put full names, full legal names, and marital status. Had a question, what does edX mean? You know the answer?
I have no idea.
Means and married, and wife.
Okay.
Not and married, and wife.
Okay.
So if you put Bob, Smith, Eddix, Sue, that's that they're married.
Okay.
And they need to know that's single, what kind of stuff. So that'll tell the title company right off the bat.
News to me.
Second, number two, is the property description, the legal description. Very, very important that this is correct. You don't want to be buying the wrong house. And in number two, it talks different things. One big change they made, and they should have made. Folks, you remember it wasn't that long ago when we had you go get you a satellite dish, and the dish was about the size of the one that's on the Kixie building here.
Yeah.
And everybody had them in their backyards, and you had to buy the equipment, and it made that dish work, and blah, blah, blah. Well, that hadn't been that way in a long, long time.
Yeah, that's kind of null and void.
So, you call Dish or you call Direct or one of those, and you get a little bitty dish on your roof and that. So they took out where it said dish and satellite equipment. But there's still something real important in this section, okay? Remember this. What is just about everybody, which we're looking at in the studio right now, what does everybody have?
A flat screen TV.
And how do you hook up a flat screen TV?
With a mount.
So here's what happens. It says in these contracts that if you move, the mount stays with the house because it's permanently installed. Well, let's just say that you don't want a flat screen TV over on that deal. The wife wants to hang this picture she got in $10.2. You don't want that mount there, and you really don't want the holes in the wall. That needs to be brought up, and I'd put that probably in special revisions if you don't, because the seller is supposed to leave the mount. But if the buyer doesn't want the mount, most mounts are $50 to $100, but the buyer doesn't want the holes in the wall.
So what you're saying is communicate.
That's exactly what I'm saying, and probably put it in writing. We can put that in special revisions that the mounts need to be removed and the holes fixed. Or if you want the mounts there.
Say I want them there.
Then that's what it says in the contract, actually.
You're supposed to leave them, but you don't have to if they don't want them.
Number three is just how much you're putting down and the financing and the sales price. That's real important. How much you're going to pay for the house. The reason how much you're putting down, if I'm selling a house and somebody's putting 20, 30, 40% down, the chance of them getting a loan goes way, way up because there's less risk for the bank.
They obviously have money.
Yeah. And remember that old nasty word, MIP insurance or PMI insurance? That means if you put less than 20% down, you got to pay a fee. And it's a waste of money fee. The fee protects the bank, not you. So just remember that, too. Well, this was a good idea to cover all those questions we had.
I think so, too.
We had a whole handful, so we're just kind of going over. So it's just financing. Earnest money in San Angelo, which is kind of ridiculous, to be honest with you. Anywhere else you go, you're going to have anywhere from 5 to 10% being earnest money. Here in San Angelo, you'll see one for $500 or $1,000 or $2,000, which is accepted practice, I guess. Not necessarily normal everywhere. Number six was a big topic, and this just came up with, we had one of the best instructors in the state, which actually teaches in 4 states, which is Pat Strong.
Love her.
And I liked her deal. In number five, it talks about the title policy and the survey, which is a real easy thing, I guess. It says, who pays for it, the buyer or the seller? So you pick. Guess who gets to pick where you get the title policy from?
Who's paying for it?
And I like that rule, so you pay your pick.
Yep.
So that makes it real simple to answer that question. But one thing that did come up, and I learned this, and I've been doing this for 30 years. No, it's actually longer than that. But one thing I learned from Pat, because it's a new thing. Years ago, we could not use an old survey. You had to get a new survey on every single one. Now you can get a new survey.
It's a T-47, is that
with,
right?
With that addendum, which I don't agree with that either. I'm going to tell you why. Nothing we get has to be what you are, a notary, notarized, except for this form.
Yes.
Most people don't have a notary with them when they sign up the listing. So that's kind of an issue. Anyway, it's there. But the other deal that Pat talked about is the title company can exclude that whole survey from the title policy. That's not a good thing. Well, what you can do is the buyer, and it's also who pays for it. It's a negotiable buyer or seller. She said typically the buyer pays for it. Well, it's 5% of the title policy. So a normal house in San Angelo, you're talking $45 to $55.
Yes.
I for sure can tell you, you need to do that. Why would you not want to have the most coverage you could have, especially for $45. It's a good thing.
Yes.
By the way, Jeremy, when you bought your house, that wasn't in effect. Or maybe it was, and we didn't even know about it yet. So, but it's a good thing, and it's a good thing to do, just FYI. Because most people, the survey's anywhere from 500, 1,000, depending on how big the property is and all that.
And where it's located.
And where, you know, some of the commercial properties are in the thousands of dollars. So everybody wants to save money, and that's a way to do it.
Yes.
And still be protected. Also, membership in property. We don't have a whole lot of homeowners associations here in San Angelo.
No, even Bentonwood's not a member homeowners association.
It has a monthly fee, but it's, I mean, a yearly fee, but it's not in homeowners, which is actually, I think, good.
Yeah,
homeowners can be an issue. It deals with that. It also deals with the TREC forms, annexation. We don't have that. The property condition. And if they said, well, if I check, I take the property as is, can I do inspections? 100% yes. In fact, if I, most good realtors, all good realtors, are going to say, if they're the buyer broker, they're going to say, yes, do inspections. That's what the option period's for. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. But yes, no matter what you put on there, you do your inspections.
Well, and if you're getting a loan, the mechanical inspection is not required, but the pest inspection is required, right?
Correct. And the good news is we don't have, and we're going to talk about this in next week's show, but we have termites here. But yeah. We don't have the coins you see on the Geographic Channel, whatever it is, where they build this pile that's, you know, 6 foot tall. You know, we have the well, if there's such a thing, good termites. But you'll want to treat them if you have them, get rid of them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we just had some at the ranch house.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Treat
Call
the house.
PEX guy to come out, treat it, and keep it going down the road. So go there, seller's disclosure, make sure. In older homes, lead-based paint, they go, what are we talking about lead-based paint, Scott? Well, it's real simple. The older homes back there, when the paint was made with lead. Right now, if a little kid, like you got a little baby, and you say that could
happen. Chews on the windowsill.
And literally chews on the windowsill, or there's flakes off, and it's on the ground, and he puts it in his mouth. It's a really, really bad thing. It's really bad for him. So you want to know about that where you can encapsulate it or do something or get rid of it or whatever you need to do. So that's notified. Lender required repairs. If the lender says, and here's what it comes up, the lender says, for me to make the loan, these repairs have to be done. And the seller or the buyer said, well, we're not going to do them. But you don't have to do them because you don't have to get a loan. But if you have to get a loan to buy the house, you have to do the repairs. Somebody does. And typically it's the seller. And remember this, in real estate, there's one thing for sure, nothing. Nothing is for sure.
Nothing's for sure.
You know, everybody says, can you tell me exactly, especially brand new agents, because I do our training, I say, how is this going to happen? Every deal is a little different. Every single one. There's a little bit of concept, but everything's different. And everything's negotiable. Completion repairs. This is where it's getting to be a bigger and bigger deal. Licensed people are required to do the repairs.
Your electrical, your AC, plumbing. Your plumbing.
So you need it.
So if you have the handyman as the owner, you still can't fix it.
That is true. To me, H, this is a fairly new in the last 7-8 years, but H is residential service contract, which means it's a warranty.
Home warranty.
And I believe you should have one on every house. Whether you buy it or sell it, no, it doesn't matter. You need to have that on every single property.
I agree.
Because, well, you know, the one I just got a call 2 days ago, which I didn't have one. I let it expire as I'm preaching this. $1,200 for the air conditioner deal.
I've had one every year that I've ever owned a house, and I've never lost
She's
money.
She's rubbing it in now, folks.
I've never lost money. I've always made or had a claim that it paid for itself.
$400 deal would have been real handy on this $1,200 expense on air conditioners.
Yep.
And I'll say this, folks. Thank God we have water now. But our water still tends to be hard on appliances, hot water heaters, stuff like that. And our heat, you know, it goes from 70, and I'll say it jumps up to 102, 103. You know, we have hot, hot summers, and then a little cold spell comes in. So, and I think that's probably real hard on your appliance, your
AC.
AC unit. So kind of be prepared for that. Closing. You'll have a closing date. Remember, and if y'all listened to last week's show, you heard Valerie talk, and she's one of the fastest, better ones there are in San Angelo. It takes longer than it used to. There's way, way more requirements than there's ever been. That's the good old Frank's bill that is just killing the mortgage lenders. And it's one of those 2,200-page bills that should be one page.
Well, and when you're coming up with your closing date, be realistic, because it says on or before. So you can close before, but if you go beyond, then you have to do the paperwork and do an amendment.
But here's another. It says, are within 7 days after objections under paragraph 60 have been cured. So you have a little bit of waiver. It used to be 15 days, by the way. So they lower that to 7.
Okay.
So you have a little bit there. And if you don't, be considerate, you know, of the title company, of the people you're working with, your insurance agent, your other self, and your buyer or the seller, which one is, knowing that this is all, like you said, the first word you used earlier, communication.
Yeah.
You know, make it work. And this is a team effort to make it good. And that makes a real joyful experience in buying a house.
I agree.
So you do got a little bit. Possession, there's two ways. It's always better to have possession right after closing.
And
that's what's
funding.
Typical. Yes. I'd say typically they say that because it usually funds either that day or the next day. But typically in San Angelo, they hand the keys at closing.
Usually.
And I'm just saying that's what happens. In some cases, you have what's called a buyer's residential lease, which means that the buyer can actually lease the house from the seller, especially say the house is empty. I say, could we go ahead and rent it 2 weeks before closing and get some repairs done and just move in and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to tell you, folks, a lot of times there's a problem with that, but you can do that. The other deal.
They'll get in and start finding a few more things that they didn't know existed, and then it could affect closing. Mm-hmm.
Then the other deal is the seller says, you know what, I want to close this month, but I'm not going to move till next month. And yes, you can do that. What's called a seller's residential lease. Again, you don't get to do the walkthrough. At the time, and they move out, and the best thing is to close and have possession. But if, you know, again, this is back to closure with communication. If we need to communicate and work out what works for everybody else. Special provisions, and you can't see it on the radio, folks, but see that little bitty blank right there?
There's not much.
When we first started, this was almost a half a page.
Yes.
Which made us kind of almost like practicing law, which we can't do. So very few things go in there, because we have an addendum for just about anything in the world now. If you can think of it, there's an addendum to put on this contract that goes to it.
I think there's just a blank addendum to fill in anything you want.
Then number 12 talks about it in your contract. Somebody says, what do I have to pay? It spells it out in number 12 exactly who pays what. So you know which ones want which ones, and the other ones were negotiated with your title policy and survey.
Yes.
So you have all your expenses there. Okay. This is a tricky one, and this is one that was with questions. That's why I highlighted on here. Prorations, and a lot of people don't catch this. This is real, real important, folks. In fact, Allison of the title company was just telling me there was a big issue because the guy didn't understand it. You buy a house, and let's make it real easy. You buy it in the middle of the month, in the year, okay? That means that the seller owned the house for half the year.
Correct.
And the buyer's going to own the house for half the year.
Correct.
Okay? But the taxes don't get paid till the end of the year. So obviously it wouldn't be fair for the seller to pay for all the taxes. It wouldn't be fair for the buyer to pay for them at the end of the year when they're due, when he didn't own it. So what happens at closing, and this is up to the month of October, this is the tricky part too, they prorate them. So that means, let's just say the taxes, this will be a joke, are $1,000 a year, okay? That means that the seller will give the buyer a credit for $500, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, now what happens is the buyer gets in the year and go, well, I owe all these taxes and I didn't live here. You look back at your closing statement, your HUD statement, and you'll see where you got credit for it at that time. Now what happens is just the opposite. After October, because you can pay your taxes in October, okay? The title company is going to go ahead and collect taxes for the full year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the seller is going to pay for it,
mm-hmm.
okay? But the seller's not going to own it in, let's say, November and December, 2 months. So you're going to take that amount, make this easy too. It's $1,200 now. And you're going to divide it by 12, and he's going to pay 2 months. The buyer's going to pay back to the seller 2 months because the taxes will already be paid for that year. Make sense?
Yep.
Did I make that all complicated?
No, it's perfectly clear.
As clear as mud?
Clear, no.
Prorations. But anyway, that's important. And just get it explained to you. But just remember and don't forget at the end of the year that one way or another, the taxes were taken care of at the closing. Fault mediation, blah, 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 blah. Then talks about addendums. And have your realtor go over all this with you. Here's what we talked about. Number 23, termination or option fee. I'm a sticker on this. And I know we've talked about this. Option fee is very, very important. And this is fairly new to our contracts, too. It's always been in the commercial contracts, but now on a residential. And when I say that, that gives you the right to make inspections. I believe most people are very, very honest, and if there's something wrong, they don't really know about it. But this gives you the right to do inspections, whether it says as is or not. And I've seen people say, well, you can terminate for any reason, and you can. But folks, if you're going to put a contract on a house that you want to buy, make sure you want to buy the house. If you don't 100% really know you want to buy the house,
this isn't for you to back out because you changed your mind. This is if there's electrical or the roof's bad. You can't insure the house if the roof's bad. Plumbing issues, something big. Not the door squeaks or the faucet's leaking. It's something major that's going to affect the purchase of the house.
And the door was squeaking when
you
bought
it.
Yeah, and the paint was scratched. You already knew that. But I'm saying there's something major.
Yes.
Period. And that's what it's for. And I've seen people use it for the bad deal. But anyway, that's kind of deal. And this is important. Number 24, they put, before you sign it, if you want an attorney to look at it, you have every right to do that.
Well, and let me just go back to option. Even if you do the $50 to $100 option period and you don't opt out, that money gets credited back to you on the HUD. So you're not losing any money
for
doing
that. Not a penny. But I've seen people write 4 or 5 contracts and say, we'll opt out of one. I don't think you're getting a service done, and I don't think you're making the right decision.
Well, I don't think that's ethical.
Well, it actually is, but I'm agreeing with you. I don't agree with it. Because, you know what? I don't want you to buy a house if you don't want it. If you don't really, if that's not something, you know, that's a big purchase.
But I don't want you to tie my house up for 10 days while you make up your mind.
Well, I agree with that, too. Okay, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back when Claire's going to talk about some of the coolest listings in San Angelo.